Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Chapter 21, verse 12 to 13. Amen. Yesterday we took off with very strong prayers in this place. Those of you joining us tonight, we encourage you to join throughout the prayer session in this particular days of His power as you observe the fasting and prayer. Amen. I perceive testimonies coming up from your mouth. The one with the loudest amen, you shall testify. Yeah. I perceive doors of good news opening to you. Yeah. I see that whatever thing you prayed about last year, this month you are walking in the manifestation. Yeah. I see that God is sending people to bless you with fresh money. Yeah. I see that in this season you will not be disgraced. The yoke of the enemy against your life is broken tonight. Shout them like thunder. Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. Now my emphasis verse 13. And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. I bring God's word title, the purpose of prayer. Shout the purpose of prayer. Hear me, there are many things in life that can only be of benefit to you when you understand their purpose. It is in your ability to understand a thing. It is in your ability to understand a thing that reveals to you how the thing must work and how to draw benefit from that thing. If you don't know how to use a remote to control the channels on your TV, you have the means to turn the channel, but you don't know how to apply it. Why? You don't have an understanding of the use of the remote. Anything you have that you lack understanding for, you will surely abuse it. No wonder in our generation, because of the lack of understanding, many people abuse relationships that God has blessed them with. Many people don't have understanding into romantic relationships and even marriages. Are you still there? When people fast and pray for marital favor and a potential spouse, and God releases those people into their lives, the rest is work. Hello? The relationship does not build itself. You must work at it for it to be built. I remember I was solving an issue between a man and his wife, and the wife said something that gets me shocked anytime I remember. The husband said, I don't know what is wrong with my wife, man of God. Anytime I text my wife at the workplace to check on her, she reads my message, but she does not reply to my text. She gives him blue tick. When I call her, she does not pick, and she does not return the call. I said, oh, why do you do that to your husband? I said, Pastor, my husband likes checking on me too much. Tell him to always mind his business. Am I not alive? Am I not well? Every day he's checking on me. Oh, baby, how are you, baby? Every day, baby, how are you? I said, Ila, la, 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 la. Some people need others to call them 3 times a day. You have somebody checking on you. He says, checking on me too much. am I not alive? Hello? Some people don't know that those things requires work, and anything you don't build on, the thing will die. So that some people, because they lack understanding to release relationship, they don't know how to build it. The people that I'm talking about right now, their marriage is at the verge of breaking. Just 1 year and 6 months into marriage. Hello? People abuse the gift of men of God. People abuse privileges God has given unto them. But I see someone here tonight who has the spirit of understanding to benefit from the blessings that are coming your way in this year. When you shout him and grace, you look at you. The difference between a man or a woman and any other created being is not in the name that they have. The difference between you and goat, it's not because you are a man or you have a name Simon and the goat is called goat. It's not in the name. The difference is not in the ability to breathe. But the difference between man and any other created thing is the ability of the man to understand things. Job chapter 32 verse 8, the Bible says, there is a spirit in man, the breath of the Almighty, that gives him understanding. May there be a stirring of the spirit of understanding in the inside of you tonight. May the eyes of your understanding be open tonight. Come on, shout a better amen. Amen. Your ability to understand the purpose of prayer is what positions you to reap the benefit that is in prayer. When you don't understand prayer, you cannot position yourself well to receive the benefits that come with praying. You hear me? Prayer causes a man's life to be rooted in the spiritual. Very powerful. Prayer is what causes your life to be rooted in the spiritual. Anything that does not take its root in the spirit cannot last on earth. Anything that does not take its root in the spirit cannot command lasting impact. The spiritual is the source of all life, and your connection to the spiritual is important to have a proper expression of life. How I pray that in this season as we pray, you will be connected back to the Holy Ghost. You will be connected into the spiritual. Shout amen like thunder. God said in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were formed as a clot of blood, God said, I knew you. It means that you existed before you were born. It means that you were living somewhere before you were born on earth. Hello? Your life becomes meaningful when you tap from the nutrients of the spiritual. Prayer becomes the root with which you tap from the spiritual in order to bear fruit in the natural. When you see a tree, it's not possible for you to see the root of the tree. It is said that the moment you begin to see the root of a tree, it's a sign that the tree is dying. When you see a tree, its roots are buried, and the roots tap nutrients to make the tree bear physical fruit. Prayer is the root that taps into the spiritual to tap blessings so that your physical life can bear fruit. Are you hearing me at all? Anybody who detaches himself from the spiritual will have a dead destiny. There are some people living in life, they are, alive, but they are dead. Because nothing good can come out from their life. I prophesy to you that in this year, you will bear much fruit. I declare good things will emanate out of your life. I declare good things will come out from your destiny. James chapter 2 verse 26, a body without a spirit is dead. When the body is no longer connected to the spirit, it is what? Dead. You see, when we were very young, we saw many people whose parents were very rich. But when the parents died, the wealth failed to be transferred to the children. When their parents were alive, those parents, these people, the father is a rich man. What the father did was that he used his own strength, his human intelligence, to acquire wealth. But anything that is birthed from the flesh cannot be transferred to the next generation. So in the day the father dies, their hope, their money, their connections also died. But anything that is done from the spirit, even if the father is dead, the spirit of wealth is transferred to the children. Are you understanding the word of God tonight? Anything that you do from the flesh, it can only last as long as you are alive. Once you are dead, the wealth also dies, because you did it with what? Strength. The Bible said, by strength shall no man prevail. There is a limit to what your body can be able to achieve. And once you are dead, your children cannot inherit what you have labored for. Because everything they will inherit, it will die with time. But anything that you do that is rooted in the spirit, even if you are dead and gone, the spirit that granted that prosperity, it will follow your children as well. And because you are here to pray, I see transgenerational blessings starting from you. It shall come from you. It shall visit your children, even your children's children. For a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, even to the fourth generation. Come on, shout yes! Anything that is done in the flesh cannot be passed on. It is only passed on when it is rooted in the spirit. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. That's why people give. Last time I was reading an article about how somebody was paying for dialysis of patients in the hospital. Such a man, you cannot stop his wealth. The Bible says anyone who gives to the poor loans to the Lord. The person is giving loan to God with an interest. What anytime someone shows kindness to the poor, the person is loaning to the Lord. The person is tapping into the spiritual. So everything about the person can outlive the person. Are you hearing me at all? It can do what? It will outlive. The person is using the business as a channel into the spiritual, so that it will live beyond him or her. Are you here with me? Why do we pray about marriages, relationship? So that it will have spiritual bearing. Because anything that does not come from the spirit, it will die. Once you use feelings to go and marry, feelings, that it's not stable. Today you feel whoosh, tomorrow you feel worse. Wishy-washy. Your emotions are not stable. You wake up one day, you look at your spouse, look at his head like hard coconut. Where did I pass to get married to this one? Where did I pass? Because everything was based on what? Feelings. But if it is by the inspiration of God, when you see your spouse, even at 90 years, you say, you are the sugar in my cocoa. You are the margarine in my bread. You are my last stop. You are the bastard that when I alight, I will not continue. Give the Lord a clap of him. Amen. The house of God, though it is built on Christ Jesus as the foundation, it only continues to live by the force of prayer. Hello? The church must be rooted in prayer. It must be consumed by prayer. To command the presence of God, that is enough to break yokes and heal the sick. Without prayer, people of God, the house of God will be taken over by demonic entities. Jesus said, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. When we don't pray, demonic activities, where the devil is, there are theft cases. Things get missing. By the time you realize someone has put his hand in your pocket, that's made away with your passport. Where there is no prayer, demonic activities abound. A life without prayer is a fertile ground for demonic invasions. But thank God you are praying this season. No demon of sickness can come close to you. I said, no demon of shame can come close to you. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Where is it written? Isaiah 56, verse 7. Are you there? Oh, are you there?
Yeah.
Isaiah 56, verse 7. It says that, what does it say? Even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Anytime you come to the presence of God to pray, there is an impartation of the joy of the Lord. So no matter how you feel down, once you collide with the Spirit of God, you live here with joy in your heart. And make them joyful in the house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. Where there is no strong prayers, demonic activities are heightened. Anyone who does not pray, hear me, the person is an altar for demonic activities. It is like the common illustration that we have. When you have a coal pot and you set fire in the coal pot, ants don't come around. You don't have to send them notice. Just set the fire burning. Once you set the fire burning, the dog will look at the coal pot, look at it some way, and distance itself. But when there's no fire in the coal pot, the ant will come, the cockroach will come, the dog will come and lick the coal pot. I hear it. But if it's on fire, my God, I see the prayer revival coming upon you. I say, I see prayer revival coming upon you. Some years ago, when we're still, I think, at the old place, I think 2 years ago, when did Aglago Dems marry Pastor Edem? Last 2 years. You know, most of the times, myself and the prayer generals, we do prayer work. Okay? We do what is called spiritual mapping. Now I'm not going to that one. But we do prayer work. We walk throughout Kwabena. We enter some places. And when we are praying, we say some things. We do some things. And most of the time, when it's a dawn time prayer. So when we're praying, so we pass through. And we are hum, bam, 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 bam. The feelings leave them. We pass in front of at midnight. Oh, midnight. You see us praying, walking in corners. Praying, taking territorial authority. And so most of the time we come back to the church premise to end the prayer. Then one day when we return at the gates of the old premise, we lifted up strong prophetic declarations and we poured oil. You remember? We poured oil and we spoke to God, God, assign your angels over this gate so that anyone with a diabolic mindset will not be able to enter. Anyone who carries satanic tools, until the person leaves them at the gate, the person cannot cross over. My house shall be a house of prayer. My house shall be a, after tonight's prayer, when you go back home, anoint your doorsteps, anoint your doors and your gates. Any spirit that visit people in that area, it shall be minus you and your household. I say it shall be minus you and your household. As you anoint your gate, the angels of the Lord will be your assignment. The powers of hell cannot visit you. The forces of darkness cannot visit you. Come and shout amen like thunder. As if it's a joke, the mother couldn't cross. She couldn't. You cross only when you drop your arsenals. The things that you are carrying to the wedding, unless you drop them. I don't know what she's carrying. But if she insists, she must remain at the gate. Because what? Men of prayer have spoken into the atmosphere. I speak over your life. We draw the bloodline over your life this year. I say we draw the bloodline over your life this year. No influence of the devil can cross that line. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we prophesy poverty cannot cross that line. Sickness cannot cross that line. Shame cannot cross that line. Shout amen like thunder.
Give the Lord a clap offering.
It is during prayer that the power of the Holy Spirit is released or supplied into our lives. The power of the Holy Spirit, it heals. The power of the Holy Spirit delivers one from the oppression of the devil. The power of the Holy Spirit gives one a fresh start. The power of the Holy Spirit is able to deal with deep spiritual problems that distress families and individuals. You know, in many families, doctors cannot solve their problem. Psychiatrists cannot help them. Counselors cannot help them. It takes the power of God to deal with deep-rooted spiritual issues. There are certain family, it is there. But the Lord sent me to tell you the proverb that is in your family, that they say, like father, like son, like mother, like daughter, let that word be abolished by fire. Let it be abolished by fire. Let it be abolished by fire. In the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 3 from verse 1. After this scripture, we'll enter into time of strong prayers. I'm telling you, when you pray, the power of the Holy Spirit is released. And I don't know what curse is operating in your family. That curse shall break. I see supernatural spirit coming upon your life. This year, you will not beg before you eat. I say you will not be at the mercy of men. Shout amen, amen, amen. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. My God. Verse 2. And a certain man, lame from where? His mother's womb, was carried. Hey, there are certain family problems. Whether from your father's house, your mother's house, you are always at the mercy of people. Until people carry you, you are not able to go anywhere in life. The Lord sent me to tell you, you will carry your careers. I say you will carry your careers. Those who used to carry you, you will also carry them. When they come around to give you money, you will give them better money. Shout them like thunder. Mothers who was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. The name of the temple, of the gate, is called Beautiful, but there is nothing beautiful happening in the life of the young man. Hear me? Because of that problem, he couldn't enter into the temple. You know, there's some people, they are not able to come to church because of money. There's some people, they can't come to church because of constant falling into iniquity and sin. There is something about their bloodline. When they are coming to church, they must remain at the gate. You will not remain at the gate of the house of the Lord. I say you will not remain at the gate of the house of the Lord. To ask alms, to beg from those who enter the temple. I see God about to change your story. Who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask for alms. Remember, it is the time of prayer. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have, I do have. I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And the Bible said, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately, the prayers we are praying tonight, there shall be an immediate happening in your life. There shall be a suddenly turn around. There shall be an instant happening in your life. Immediately, his feet and his ankle bones receive strength. In any area you are weak, strength is coming upon you. Power is coming upon you. You may be weak in the area of money. I see the power of God invading that area. You are going to be strong financially. You are going to be strong emotionally. You are going to be strong mentally. I see God imparting strength unto you. Receive that capacity and power in the name of the Lord Jesus. So he leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. I prophesy in this year, you will be the center of celebration. Every day of this year, every week of this year, every month of this year, you will be the center of celebration. Your friends will gather, and the reason shall be because of you. Your friends will gather, and they'll celebrate the goodness of the Lord in your life. Shout amen like thunder. Come and shout, come and like thunder. I see celebration in your house. I see celebration in your house. I see celebration in your house. Receive that fire. Receive that fire. In the name of Jesus, rise to your feet with me. My God, we are praying for prayer point. 3 minutes each. You're going to clap your hands. You're going to stamp your feet. The first prayer is that by prayer, we are going to enter your father's house, your mother's house. Listen to me. Every decree that cripples destinies, so that they'll be kept at one place all the days of their lives, tonight you are breaking free from that decree. The decree that says, this house nobody marries. It's a decree. He was lame from his mother's womb. There is a source of his problem. In this family, SHS, final. If you try to continue, you will defer the course, you will never finish. That decree, you shall break out from it tonight. In this family, we do business. But the more you do the business, the more you are indebted. It's a decree. It is a what? A decree. You are breaking free from that decree. Yeah. Jeremiah 31, 29 and 30. Jeremiah 31, 29 and 30. Are you still here tonight? You are breaking free from parental or negative parental consequences. They said it is in your family. Who brought it? We don't know. Because you don't know, nobody will know about how you have risen.
Amen.
Are you here with me tonight?
Yes.
When somebody brought a curse, you are bringing in blessing.
Amen.
When somebody brought poverty, you are bringing in riches.
Amen.
When somebody brought impossibility, you are bringing in possibility. Shout yes!
Yes!
In those days, with days, January 2023, they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. Verse 30. The study says what? But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. My father will not misbehave, and I'll be paying for the consequences. God punish the devil. My great grandfather, parents will not have certain lifestyles, and it's registered in the DNA. That because they are saying like, there's hypertension, we rebuke hypertension in your blood. We rebuke diabetes in your blood.
Amen.
We rebuke stroke in your bloodline. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That nobody has gone to the airport. The farthest they've gotten to is to escort people to see them off. The one that went, my God, you travel again. You are coming back within billions. You are coming back in millions. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. But everyone shall die for his iniquity. Every man who eat the sour grapes, his teeth shall be set on edge. In other words, it shall no longer be said in your family because of you that like father, like son, like mother, like daughter. It shall no longer be said in your family. I say it shall no longer be said in your family.
Amen.
I say it shall no longer be said in your family.
Amen.
It shall no longer be said in your family.
Amen.
But after this prayer, they shall no longer enter your household.
Amen.
I said they shall no longer enter your household.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
After this prayer, the bloodline will be drawn.
Amen.
I said the bloodline will be drawn.
Amen.
Yesterday, my father made a relative call me to report something to me. I said, sir, hold on. I'll call my father. I called my father. I said, daddy, why did you make this man call me? The next time you're going to give my number out to a relative, please ask me, talk to me about it. And my father said, oh, because he's your own person. I said, I don't know him. Daddy, I don't know him. You know him. I don't know him. So don't give my number to anybody. I'm telling you, I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know. We don't have any communication. Before we talk, we must build the relationship. You be there me looking at me. So daddy, he said, it's your own person. He's not my person. I don't know him. He can be your cousin, but he's not anybody to me. Do I know him? I don't know him. Amen. Stretch your hands here. What stop your father will not stop you.
Amen.
I said the thing that stop your mother, it cannot stop you. In the name of Jesus. You see, as we are praying, every spirit's ear is open. Are you hearing me? Assigned to make you a beggar in this year, we curse and bind that spirit. The guy sat at the entrance of the gate called Beautiful, but he was begging for money. You can dress fine and be broke. A spirit can divert resources away from you. Should I tell you this one? 2 days ago, I had a vision. In the vision, I saw an octopus. Have you no octopus? Octopus was standing before me. And the octopus mentioned my name, my house name. Are you there? Mentioned my house name and started speaking my dialects to me. And the octopus said, if you don't stop spoiling our works, he said, I will spoil your finances. And I laughed. I said, where are you coming from? The octopus was dodging the question. He said, I am telling you, if you don't stop spoiling our work, I will fight against your finances. I told my wife. I laugh because the money that God has given to me as a young man, I didn't go and take side chicks. Hello? The money God has given to me, I didn't use it to go and buy Range Rover and sit in it. I put my money in there. In the things of God. So you saying that you fight me, you are fighting a useless battle. And I said, where are you coming from? He said, I've been sent from Bujumbura. He said, some people came together and they have hired me. And I'm telling you, if you don't stop spoiling their works, I'll fight against us, your finances. I say, oh, bring it on, baby. Hello? Octopus. I didn't know octopus can speak. I thought that when you are going to Cape Coast, they normally fry the meat. When you are going to this lady's hometown, they sell it on a... I thought they only fry the Bujumbura. That means the powers in Kwabena, they are tired, so... The Bujumbura powers now. Hey, things are there. This afternoon, I was talking to a certain lady. Can I share something with you? And she said she was connected to a big man in Kumasi. And the big man's son was swimming in the Fante land. And he got drowned. And the body was not seen. So the fetish, said that the man should come so that they will appeal to the spirits of the water so that they'll give back the child, the son, to him. How many of you have heard those things before? You've been around for some time. So that it will not be that of Pastor Daniel. So then the man said, he's not going with any fetish. Yeah. Then his friend said he will go. So according to the story, when the friend and the fetish priest stood by the shore of the sea, The fetish spoke some things and it disappeared. Immediately he saw that there were somewhere that looks like paradise. So he saw very beautiful women, but there's something to it now. They were under the sea, the world in the sea. Then he saw some very nice people asking them what they were doing here. Then the fetish priestess was speaking a certain language, but for some reason he was able to understand. He said, they are here because the friend of this man, the son, got drowned and they want the sea to release the body. They say, okay, there are some people in that room. They can go and look through whichever is the sun. They can point and then they will release the sun. Then he said, so they opened one room and they saw that cars were packed, but they were chained there. You saw that babies were there. I said, hey, now that I've heard that babies are there, get ready. Wherever place your babies are tied, we are going to bring them. Babies. So many things. So when they entered another room, they saw some guys that were chained there that the sea has captured, but they didn't see their body. So he pointed to the friend's son and said, this one. So okay, he can go back. But the condition is that he will not come back alive. The things that he has seen, even when he comes out dead, his eyes will not be there. So the people that are there gave some number of days. On that day, the body will come to the shore. So by the time they realized, they came back to the shore. In Ghana, not Mexico, here, an hour journey from Accra. So the friend came back to narrate the thing to the man whose son is dead. Now the man has become prayer warrior. And he said, he will not joke with his prayer life. And on the said date, his dead son was washed to the shore. He said, hey, are you serious? He said, I saw the things. It's no joke. So his friend too has put himself in serving God. Are you there with me? Any spirit assigned to make you beg, to make nonsense of your tithe, your offering, your giving, we bind those spirits tonight. I say we bind those spirits tonight. I say we bind those spirits tonight. Amen. In this year, you will not beg. Amen. But you will lend to people. Amen. You will help the cause of people. Amen. The Lord will bless you financially. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Say, I cannot be poor.
I cannot be poor.
Shout, I refuse to be poor.
I refuse to be poor.
Say, I refuse to lack.
I refuse.
In the name of Jesus, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Things people do just because of business. And when we call the time of prayer, say, Pastor, when I woke up, my left leg, the toe is paining me. Someone is walking barefooted at the cemetery. How can you take over when you are not serious in prayer? Are you getting my point? You see that you are sitting before your things at the market. Customers in queue are standing before. The person has worked them in the spirit. That's why you must be prayerful. You want to bend the things. Oh, we are seeing some things. Oh, any spirit assigned to make you poor. There are many of you, money comes into your hands. You cannot tell what to use the money for. Those days are over. Amen. I said, those days are over. Amen. If there's a particular money comes into your hands, there's some sickness big. Some sickness big will just surface. Stretch your hands towards the altar. Are you ready for this prayer? Amen. You will pray and stamp your feet. There are some of you, the money that comes, it looks like there is a barrier on you. 520 Ghana cedis. It does not cross. It never crosses. When it's going to 530 Ghana cedis, something must happen. Then you have to go and borrow. God punish the devil. Stretch your hands here. So in the name of Jesus, shout tonight, I conquer the power of God to get wealth. Therefore, any spirit assigned to keep me poor, as I clap my hands, let that spirit be arrested, be arrested, be arrested. Clap your hands, stamp your feet, pray tonight, pray tonight, pray tonight, pray tonight. Stop in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a clap of faith. When the man received his healing, he began to celebrate. He began to praise the Lord. The final prayer is that you are activating celebration over your life. Oh, every day of your life in this year, every week this year, every month in this year, when people gather, they are gathered to celebrate you. Your amen is weak.
Amen!
What it means is that we shall hear good news coming from your coffers.
Amen!
What it means is that we are coming for your engagement ceremony.
Amen.
What it means is that we are coming for your wedding ceremony.
Amen.
What it means is that we are gathered to dedicate your cars.
Amen.
What it means is that we are gathered to dedicate your houses.
Amen.
What it means is that we are gathered to receive your container from outside.
Amen.
What it means is that there shall be celebration in your house.
Amen.
There shall be plenty of food.
Amen.
There shall be. When the guy encountered the power of God, his company changed. Before Peter and John would enter into the temple, he was already there. He was no longer crippled at the gates. The Lord said, your company will change after tonight.
Amen.
The Lord said, your company will change after tonight.
Amen.
You shall be in the company of those who celebrate.
Amen.
You shall be in the company of the prominent.
Amen.
You shall be in the company of those who count money of their own.
Amen.
You shall be in the company of those who count their blessings.
Amen.
You shall be in the company of those who says are lifted.
Amen.
You shall be in the company of those who have traveled out of the country.
Amen.
You shall be in the company of those who are married this year.
Amen.
You shall be in the company of those whose businesses are expanding.
Amen.
What the enemy meant for evil,
Jesus,
the Lord is turning it around for
you. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 If you are clapping, you clap well. Listen to this prophetic instruction. We're going to sing a song. Oh, where the saints go marching in. I don't know the company you want to keep, but as you are singing this song, I need you to picture that company in mind. Is that okay? Listen to me. You are coming to touch the oil. You anoint yourself. Listen to me. You climb the altar. You go this way and go back to your seat. Prophetically, your company has changed in the spirit. This particular direction may mean nothing in the physical. But before God, the way you came tonight is not the same way you are living. Some of you, after this gesture, by the grace of God, the visa door you have been knocking, the visa will be granted. The marital door you have been knocking, it shall open. The door of financial liberty that you have been praying to God for, you walk in its reality.
Amen.
Many of you have been believing God for healing in one part of your life. Once you do this prophetic act by the grace of God, the healing power of God will be imparted to you. And your story shall no longer be the same. Father, we pray over this oil. The supply of the Spirit that was released at the moment or the time of prayer in Acts chapter 3, where a man lame from his mother's womb received strength in his ankle and bones, that he no longer begged for alms, that he was no longer at the mercy of men, that the oil of celebration was activated upon his life, and that his story changed. We pray that that same anointing and power will be released over this token of oil. We separate it from its natural use. Let it put on the supernatural, that the testimony of your people will be complete. That tomorrow by this time, as we meet in this place, let there be visitations. Let there be liftings and exaltations. Let there be a prophetic turnarounds and breakthroughs. That which your people prayed about to be granted. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that all glory shall be unto your name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.